Call this meeting to order of the Nassau County Board of County Commissioners, 6:00 on August 23rd, 2021. Please stand and join me for the invocation and pledge. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and everything you've done for us, and please be with us while we do the business of this county. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, please call the roll.
Board Member Farmer.
Here.
Board Member Gray.
Here.
Board Member Martin.
Here.
Chair Ford.
Here.
And Vice Chair Bell.
Here. All right, audience input on non-agenda items. This is for public comment for items not on the agenda. Comments can only be for items under the authority of the Board of County Commissioners. Time limit is 3 minutes. All right, seeing none. Audience input on agenda items. You can speak now or wait till the item is called. All right, expansion items. Mr. Pope?
None today, sir. Thank you.
Mr. Mullen?
No, sir.
All right. Mr. Mullen, do you have a statement to read?
Yes, sir. The Board of County Commissioners has made it possible for people who don't want to come in the boardroom during this time, and that you can participate if you're at home or in your office or wherever you may be, and that is to do so via Zoom. And please use the raise hand feature when you're wanting to participate, or hit *9 if you're calling in by telephone when the item that you see on the agenda you would like to address the board on. Or again, if you have something to address the board on before they start and it's under the authority of the board, you may do so at any time before they start the regular agenda. When you do enter the meeting on Zoom, your audio will be muted and will remain muted until it is your turn to speak. When it is your turn to speak, the chairman will call your name or the last 4 digits of your telephone number. You will receive an alert asking you to unmute your device in order to participate. You will have 3 minutes to speak. If you need more time, please indicate to the chairman why you need more time and how much time, and the chair can consider granting that. And please state your name and address when you start your presentation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And Mr. Mullen, you have a statement to read about the chairman?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
There's an Attorney General's opinion that indicates that a commissioner can attend a meeting and vote remotely if, in fact, you're doing it for medical reasons. The chairman, unfortunately, tested positive for COVID, although he's doing well. But since he did test positive, I think that fits within the parameters of the Attorney General's opinion, and he can certainly participate remotely and vote remotely.
Thank you, sir. All right. Tab D, approve a resolution declaring August 31st, 2021 as Overdose Awareness Day in Nassau County, Florida. And Commissioner Gray is going to read that for us.
And is there someone in the audience that is here to accept?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll meet you at the podium. Thank you.
Can we take a picture with me, too?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome.
Thank you.
And you're from Ms. Pipkin from Starting Point Behavior? Okay. Commissioner Gray, and I want to read you this resolution, 2021-162. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Nassau County, Florida, declaring August 31st, 2021 as Overdose Awareness Day in Nassau County, Florida. Whereas the Nassau County Board of County Commissioners is committed to the prevention, treatment, and recovery of adults and youth with substance abuse disorders. And whereas North America continues to experience the highest drug-related mortality rate in the world, accounting for 1 in 4 drug-related deaths globally. And whereas opioids account for the majority of drug-related deaths, and in most cases, such deaths are avoidable. And whereas the citizens of Nassau County can play a part in reducing overdoses in our community. And whereas the Board of County Commissioners recognize that people affected by overdose are our family, sons, daughters, mothers, and fathers, even our brothers and sisters, and all are deserving of compassion and support. And whereas, the Board of County Commissioners is committed to ensuring all individuals can receive quality mental health and substance use treatment they need to live a healthy life. And whereas, law enforcement, first responders, behavioral health providers, doctors, nurses, and other professionals across the county work together to protect our community and are essential in the fight against the overdose epidemic. And whereas, statewide and locally, let's see if I pronounce this correctly, isavail.com is a resource for residents to search for providers in our community who offer free naloxone, a medication that can temporarily restore breathing of someone experiencing an opioid overdose, saving a life while waiting for an emergency medical services. And whereas, Overdose Awareness Day is the world's largest annual campaign to end overdose, remember without stigma those who have died, and acknowledge the grief of the family and friends left behind. And whereas, recognizing Overdose Awareness Day provides opportunity to raise awareness of the issues surrounding substance abuse and to prevent more drug overdose-related deaths here in Nassau County, Florida. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this 23rd day of August 2021 by the Board of County Commissioners of Nassau County, Florida, that the Board remains committed to spreading awareness about the overdose pandemic and achieving change within our community. The Board hereby proclaims August 31st, 2021 as Overdose Awareness Day in Nassau County. The Board urges residents to learn the signs of drug overdose so individuals in need can get help that they need quickly and increase their chances of survival. Signed by Chairman Aaron C. Bell, John Crawford, Clerk, and Michael S. Mullen, County Attorney. Congratulations and thank you for coming.
Thank you. Can I get a picture?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Am I allowed to say a couple words?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please.
Please take the podium. I'm sorry.
I would never pass that opportunity up. What? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. First, I've been in front of you for many years, and I just want to thank the county commissioners for always being a supporter in the wellness of our community. And obviously, I mean more than just physical, but supporting that our community's mental health is just as important. So International Overdose Day is the world's largest campaign that allows family members, coworkers, friends to mourn those who have died without the stigma and without the shame. Because I think we know that a lot of that comes with it. We are in the midst of two pandemics right now. Obviously, our coronavirus pandemic and the other pandemic, which we have lost numerous people and across the nation, but as well here in Nassau County. I just wanted to share one of the statistics with you. And from January to June in 2019 versus January to June in 2020, there's been a 275% difference in increase in overdose deaths here right in our county. We hear about them every week. So overdose awareness is something that our county needs as well. We'd love to think we're a very protected, and we are in certain instances, but I don't think anyone is being protected right now from the overdose that we are seeing. So our goal is to prevent overdose. Starting Point Behavioral Healthcare has a prevention department where we work with youth, where we work to educate the community. We are also a distributor of Narcan, which is something that anybody can carry around, that we give away free, that can stop an opioid overdose simply by spraying up there. I don't think many people would hesitate to do CPR on somebody. So I would hope they would not hesitate to use Narcan to bring somebody back, because if we can't keep people alive, we cannot give them the ability to recover. So we really do appreciate the fact that you all are recognizing it this year, and we hope to continue our work. I would also like to mention and ask one of my partners from the Department of Health to come up and introduce herself and just say a few words that really seals our partnership working together to ensure that the residents in Nassau County not only stay alive, but do so mentally well. Ms. Ray?
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ray Richardson, and I serve as the Community Prevention Coordinator for our Crown Program, which is through the Department of Health, which stands for the County Response to Opioids and Substances within Nassau County. I just want to take this moment to thank you all for taking this opportunity and recognizing the need for Overdose Awareness Day, as this is a critical issue facing our community. Addiction does not discriminate. It affects our mothers, it affects our brothers, it affects our sisters, it's affecting our children. And so it is important that it is the hope that we continue to work together to educate Nassau County residents about addiction, substance misuse, and unfortunately, the overdose affecting our community. We also want to take this opportunity to increase the community awareness about the resources that are available to them, along with Starting Point Behavioral Health and at the Health Department. So like so many countries, so many counties across the nation, we have been heavily impacted by the rates of overdose. Countless lives have been lost, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that's involved for allowing us this opportunity in raising awareness and working to reduce the stigma here in Nassau County. Thank you.
Thank you. So I need a motion to approve the resolution.
I can make that motion to her.
Yes, sir. Is there a second? Second. Commissioner Martin, all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Can I say one thing, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I'd just like to thank these ladies for what they do. I appreciate each and every one of you. You know, I'd like to say thank you, you know, to Miss Ray over at the Health Department and Miss Amy for your presentation. Miss Laureen over there, you ladies and gentlemen alike do a lot for our community, and I'd just like to say thank you very much for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I see Dr. O'Day back there. Dr. O'Day, do you have a report for us?
Oh. Sorry, I was congratulating my colleague.
Yeah.
I really congratulate her. She does a very good job for us.
Of course.
So, quick updates. We had 547 new cases reported last week, which is slightly lower than the previous week, which was 659. But the positivity rate went from 20.6% to 22.4%. 779 Nassau County residents were vaccinated for COVID-19 last week, bringing the total percentage of residents 12 and above who have received at least one dose to 59%, is up 1%. Slow steps for what we get there. Individuals can view their schedule for FDOH vaccine and testing sites at floridahealthcovid19.gov. And we also partnered with EM where they post the schedule at onenassau.com. So the overall message today is the best way to protect yourself from COVID-19 is to get vaccinated. Simple. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine has been given full FDA approval, which is a very good news, because now we can move forward with recommending vaccines any way we can, but we'll still wait for guidance on that. This approval is for 16-year-olds and above, but I just want to explain something here. The full approval is for 16 years old and above, but we still have emergency use authorizations from 12 years old and above. It's the same vaccine. It's only technology. It's technicality. The reason is that when we had the first UUA, it was for certain age group. But then we had to do what we call a bridge trial, where we just reviewed maybe 2,000 children and then evaluated the efficacy and safety. So the time lag is what is lagging right now. That's the reason why we have. But we're going to be getting the full authorization soon for ages 12 and above. But right now, if you're 12 years old, you still can get a Pfizer. Just one thing I want to say, if you allow me.
Please.
A couple of weeks ago, I was here talking about COVID-19 in Nassau County. And I mentioned that we have about six to eight weeks to reach the peak. And it's coming very fast. But one thing I want to say is that it's coinciding with our kids going to school. I mean, it's very hard for me to say, obviously, every day as we go along. We need to do what we do to protect our children. That's the only thing we have to do. We need to get vaccinated. We do have the vaccines. I can stand here and lecture, talk about it, but it's a simple thing. People are dying. I mean, people are getting the virus, which shouldn't be. It is a vaccine-preventable illness. It's simple. The same way we did for smallpox, we did the same thing for polio. We did the same thing for measles. I mean, we don't want to sit down and watch our kids suffering because we didn't vaccinate them against measles, right? So we had measles vaccines, protecting them, rubella, protecting them. Why can't we do so for COVID-19? It's a question to Nassau County residents. I mean, we need to do that. We are reaching the peak now. The peak is going to be out there. I was looking at the numbers. This nationwide, I mean, it takes a while for the numbers to trickle down to the county level. And you can see right there. Ages 5 to 11, they are cramming up right there. And it's only a couple of days, from August 8 to August 15. And it tells us a lot. School is reopening. I mean, kids are 0 to 6 years old. They are not qualified to get a vaccine. So can't we protect them? The only way we can do is to get ourselves vaccinated. And we do vaccinate ourselves, then they will be protected. So the message, just vaccinate. There's not more I can say but the vaccinate. We do have vaccines available. We do have vaccines available. EM is holding after-hours vaccination drive at the county building near our clinic in Yulee on Thursdays from 4 to 8. We do have vaccines in our clinics. Please come over and get it. We're still going to Bryceville. We're still going to Callahan. And then we're still going to Hilliard. I was in Hilliard today, and the take was abysmal. I mean, people come in for testing but don't want to take the vaccines. So the final message here is that please, let's protect our children and get ourselves vaccinated. That's what I get.
Thank you. Any questions? Sir.
Through the chair, Dr. O'Day, thank you for all you do. I agree with you 100%. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I have a family member who was resistant. He had vaccine resistance. And he finally got vaccinated. I can't tell you how happy I am that he did. My question is, now that Pfizer has been FDA approved, hopefully that's going to help with folks that are on the fence about getting the vaccine, and they'll see the light. But the booster shot. So right now, correct me if I'm wrong, to get a booster, you have to be,
Immune compromised.
Immune compromised.
Means your immune system is either compromised in the day from whether it's happy activity 2 or low.
But there's a category. You got to have fit into a special category to get the booster?
Well, the guidance that we're receiving for the booster shot is that we are not requiring prescriptions from your doctors, but we are encouraging you to talk to your doctor and then talk to them about it.
So if I came to you and said, I buy in, I want the booster.
Yeah, there's a simple personal attestation forms that we just fill. We don't require it. Say yes to them, and then we'll give it to you.
And does the booster have to be the same manufacturer? Like I had Pfizer.
So the recommendation is, we have 3 vaccines right now. One is full authorized, which is the Pfizer. We still have the UVA for Moderna and J&J. So
you've got them all.
The normal thing is that you can get the vaccine that you originally were fully immunized. That's a normal thing. Sometimes If you don't have it, so that's why you have to talk to your doctor about it. If you do not have it, and then we will say, we still have CVS, we still have Walgreens, we still have other clinics around providing vaccines. We can refer you to them for you to get the vaccines. But in any case that is not available, then we can give you other vaccines.
Thank you.
Anything else for Dr. O'Day? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, I need a motion to continue tab H until September 1st.
I made that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
I can second it.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right. Consent items. If any board member wishes to move a consent item to new business, please do so now. Does any member of the public wish to speak on a consent item?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
I came here thinking I was going to ask you to move a consent item that had to do with the tab F, approve and authorize the finance package, 2021-2020 associated resolutions. However, I'm not going to do that, and just let me elaborate for a minute. There's some things in here that are big ticket items. This tab, the finance package, is 141 pages. I'm not going to tell you that I read every word on every page. So things that were like small dollar amounts, donations to animal control, donations to whatever out there. You know, I'm not scrutinizing any of those things. But in the beginning, there's a big ticket item, like the ARPA money we got. So that was on page one. That was great. Okay, I could see that. I understand it. But I had to go all the way down to page 124, 125 to see another big ticket transfer of money. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with what's being done. I would just ask through the chair to the county manager, put those big ticket things like in the front of the package, because I'm not saying you don't look at them. I look at them, but sometimes you may get a little complacent or you may miss something. And, you know, it shouldn't take getting down to page 125 to see something that's pretty important. So if we could, you know, it shouldn't be hard, the order that you put it in there. So come up with whatever the dollar figure is, a five-figure transfer of money or donation or something in the finance package, and put those at the front. I think it would be easier for us as commissioners to really take a look at it, because, you know, when you see 141 pages, are we really looking at all that? And then it's on the consent agenda. You know, we don't even discuss it. So that's just my request on that. So,
through the chair.
Yes, sir.
To Commissioner Martin's comments, what we can do in the future just to make it a little bit, facilitate the understanding of the information, because 121 pages is a lot. We'll endeavor to expand the staff report, put a little bit more detail so it stands out for some of the dollar amounts and those larger numbers as to why they are there and what's occurring, and at least have that available, because that's an easier spot for the public and every one of you as well.
Thank you.
Right. I think Commissioner Martin, what he's saying is that, you know, the closer things are that are bigger to the front is also helps the public.
Yes.
You okay. know, as they read it, they can, you know, they may not make it to page 125, but if they make it to page 5, they can see it. So, yes.
And it prevents complacency.
Yes.
So, thank you.
All right. So other than that, I will also entertain a motion to approve the consent item.
I'll make that motion.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Tab H was continued, so we will move to new business. Any member of the public may address any item under new business. Is there any member that wishes to address any item under new business? Tab I. Consider the following. Staff respectfully requests that the BOCC appoint either Commissioner Ross or Councilman Beasley to serve on the AITDC for a term running January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2024. And staff also requests that the BOCC appoint Olivia Hoblett to serve on the AITDC for a term running January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2024. So we got two here. We got, yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, we got public comment.
Yes.
I'm Chip Ross. I just wanted to thank the county for the opportunity to serve on the TDC for the last 3 years. I think I've done a reasonable job. I think I've done my homework. I've been an advocate for the island and for the tourism industry and the people that work there, people that live there. And I would hope you would give me the opportunity to serve another term. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Commissioners, what's your pleasure?
I'll go first. Nothing against Commissioner Ross. I think, you know, by us opening this thing up to discussion and, you know, speaking about the west side, which hasn't had much of a say and traditionally in the Tourist Development Council, I think it's a great idea that we sent it out, and it's nice to see that Councilman Beasley over from Hilliard put himself up for the position. So, you know, I'd be in favor of diversifying the board and, you know, putting Mr. Beasley in that position.
All right. I see that Chairman Ford has his hand up, so I would like to take him next.
Thank you, Vice Chair Bell. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think this is a very unique opportunity that we can give a voice to the West Side without muting the voice of Fernandina Beach. They still have a representative on the Amelia Island Tourist Development Council. I would also like to thank Commissioner Ross for his years of service. I think he's done a fantastic job, and I really appreciate it. But I would definitely be in favor of spreading that around a little bit and letting Commissioner, City Councilman, or Town Councilman Beasley have an opportunity to serve in that capacity at this time. So if that was a motion, Commissioner Farmer, I would like to second that, if that's still in my being the chairperson. Mr. Mullen, I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
Yes, sir, because the vice chair is taking your place as chairman, so that's certainly in order. Yes, sir.
If you would hold off, Commissioner Ford, I think Commissioner Martin may have some comments.
No, certainly.
I'm good.
Are you good? Commissioner DeGray? All right, then motion away.
Please. I'll make the motion that Councilman Beasley and Olivia Hoblett be appointed to serve on the Amelia Island Tourist Development Council for the term running January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2024.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, Commissioner Ford seconds. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Commissioner Ross.
Can I?
Please.
Hi, Olivia Hoblett. I just wanted to come
just
up here.
Address too, please.
Oh, my name is Olivia Hoblett. So I just wanted to come up here
address.
And
address.
Oh, my address. Okay. So does that be my home address or my work address?
Either.
Okay. So 96062 Bass Lane, and that's Yulee, Florida 32097. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to serve again on the TDC board. So again, thank you.
Thank you for serving. All right. Tab J, approve and authorize the chairman to sign the temporary construction agreement contract number listed for FDOT right-of-way improvements at US 17 and William Burgess and any future web-based applications and associated resolution approving Robert Companion, county engineer, to be the construction coordinator. Please.
Good evening. This is kind of interesting. DOT has kind of gone away from their standard permitting practice, and anytime you do any projects now, they want to have agreements in place. So this is for this one specifically is for the William Burgess extension project that will be crossing 17 so that they can permit the improvements that we're proposing at that intersection at William Burgess and 17.
Are there any questions for Mr. Companion?
None. I'd like to make a motion.
All right.
Through the chair, I'd like a motion to approve this, please, sir.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that, sir.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. All right. Tab K, approve and authorize the chairman to sign contract number listed with Pond & Company in the amount of $764,026.22 for the engineering and design of CR-108, safety improvements from Bay Road to Middle Road.
I can address that one as well. Actually, the next three are mine. the pond agreement will allow us to begin design on that second phase of County Road 108 that basically stretches from Bay Road to Middle, as stated. The section from Middle to 17 should begin construction here in the next few months. We've are pretty close to officially selecting a contractor to, for that portion, and I'm here for any questions you may have. There is grant funding from DOT that covers the entirety of this design cost.
Yes, sir.
Let me, if the clerk could, we just so the board knows, what's in your packet has been slightly amended or changed, I should say. This is a LAP project, as Robert described, and is funded by DOT. Part of that process was for DOT to, along with the county, to address with the successful award winner of this some additional requirements that DOT had, and those have been incorporated by two new attachments. If the clerk would just mention, I think it's attachments A and B, am I correct?
It was A. There was additional language added to it, and or additional documentation.
It had a greater breakdown of things that correct. Robert understands of the exact details of the work.
Yeah, so it's not anything differing from the original stuff in your package. It's just more detailed explanation of those items.
And there was a breakdown, and we added in the contract not to exceed 764 because they provided greater breakdown of the hourly rates for the individuals that would be involved. So just wanted you to be aware of that, and the contract does have a not to exceed, but again, FDOT is funding it.
Thank you. All right, well, any other questions? Entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we approve and authorize the chairman to sign contract CM3012 with Pond and Company in the amount not to exceed $764,026.22 for the engineering design of County Road 108 safety improvements from Bay Road to Middle Road.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Thank Chairman.
You. Yes, sir.
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
And anyone that wants to chime in, if I misspeak, we got a lot of big ticket items on this agenda, and we all know that sometimes we get scrutinized on social media and other venues. Well, County Commission voted 5-0 for millions of dollars, you know, to be spent. It's not like this is the first time I want the public to know this isn't like the first time we've seen these things. We've been briefed on these things in different meetings and stuff like that, and everything's budgeted for. It's all budgeted for. It's not like we're coming from out of nowhere to spend $764,000 on something. So I just want the public to know that when these meetings have a lot of things on the agenda, and you don't see us asking detailed questions about them, it's because it's not the first time we've seen this stuff, and it's all budgeted for. The other comment I'd like to make is, through the chair to the county attorney, is it okay for us when we make a motion to say, I move to approve tab L, or do you have to read the whole thing?
No, so you don't have to read the entire thing. The public, and Dave, you correct me if I'm wrong, the public should be able to see the agenda on the screen. Correct me if that's not true, Dave. So they're able to follow along where you are, so you can simply use move to approve tab L, yes, sir.
And there's two reasons I ask. One is just for efficiency, and the other is, if you misspeak from what's written there, you know, what carries the day, I don't know. So I just think it makes it easier for us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I just look forward to the day where we got our chairman back so we have an iPad here to work with.
Yes.
with all due respect, I agree with everything you said, Commissioner Martin, but, you know, it is nice to be able to just push the button and not have to say all that.
Yeah, and no disagreement here either. I mean, but the one good thing on tab K is that, you know, at least FDOT is funding all of it, so it's not.
Oh, I just wanted to, you know, clarify for folks, because you kind of get lulled into what are they doing, you know, all these 5-0 votes on all this money. Well, it's already budgeted for. It's already been looked at in detail. So, thanks.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair, can I make a comment?
Please.
Everybody that uses County Road 108 from Bay Road to Middle Road, just a giant sigh of relief, because that's a terrible stretch of road, and it's time that we did something about it. And I appreciate the 5-0 vote right there, 100%. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Tab L, consider the following. One, approve and authorize the chairman to sign the piggyback agreement with ProShot Concrete, contract number listed, for the completion of repairs and maintenance to Nassau County bridges. Two, approve and authorize the chairman to sign work authorization listed with ProShot Concrete Inc. in the amount of $695,085 for multiple bridge repairs as outlined in Exhibit A. Mr. Companion.
I'm here to answer any questions you have. Again, this is multiple bridges throughout the county. All the bridges are inspected roughly every 2 years on a 2-year cycle, and we're given a copy of those reports, and we prioritize and make those repairs, and this will help us get the right people that do this every day to make those repairs out in the field.
So I entertain a motion to approve Tab L.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve Tab L.
Is there a second?
I can second that, sir.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, Tab M, approve the pavement management plan as presented and allocate $3,900,000 in 2021 dollars annually in an effort to increase the useful life of Nassau County roadways and ensure a safe, sustainable, and effective mobility system. Mr. Companion.
Yes, sir. You all have been able to review, I believe, in your packets there, and I just wanted to answer any questions you have and to thank you for giving us the tools to do what we need to do. To in the past, this wasn't the case as far as funding what we needed to fund as far as maintenance on the roadways, and I just want to thank you for that.
Is there a motion to?
I would like to make the motion that we adopt the pavement management plan as presented and allocate $3.9 million annually in an effort to increase the useful life of Nassau County roadways to ensure a safe, sustainable, and effective mobility system. And I read it out loud because I'm really proud of this, and I'm proud of staff, and I'm extremely proud of engineering. This is something that Nassau County has never, ever, ever seen before, and this is groundbreaking. And I don't know if Nikki's back here in the back, but this is something to write about, Nikki. I'm here to tell you right now, this is something to be excited about. And it almost makes me want to stand up and jump around and dance a little bit, because the first year we get 27 roads fixed. The second year we get 41 roads fixed. The third year we get 51 roads fixed, people. This is huge. And it's not just for one portion of the county. It's for the entire county. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
So is there the dancing or no?
We'll wait till Commissioner Items, and I'll see if I can't build up some energy for that.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right.
Can
all in
make
favor?
That contingent on him dancing?
Please.
Just kidding.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you all.
All right. Tab N, approve and authorize the chairman to sign the public school concurrency proportionate share mitigation agreement for the proposed Headwaters Phase 1 development, contract number listed, between the Nassau County Board of County Commissioners, the Nassau County School District, and a David Payton Page Revocable Trust, David Payton Page, the Betty Page Family Trust, David Page Jr., Kimberly P. Page, and John McClellan and Angela McClellan. Is anyone taking this? Or,
I mean, through the chair, excuse me, I apologize. These mitigation agreements come through the school district as part of the interlocal agreement. You're required to be a co-signer on the agreement. We have no further comment. We have no objection to the agreement. I don't want to say it's ministerial at this point, but it's largely an agreement between the developer and the school district.
Mr. Martin.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve Tab N.
All right, is there a second?
I can second that, sir.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Tab O. Approve and authorize the chairman to sign public school concurrency proportionate share mitigation agreement for the proposed Headwaters Phase 2 development, contract number listed, between the Nassau County Board of County Commissioners, the Nassau County School District, and Noreen A. Edwards Revocable Trust, Michael D. Edwards and Wendy D. Edwards, Donald P. Edwards, and Oscar V. Edwards Meritable Trust.
I'd like to make that a motion to approve.
All right, there's a motion from Commissioner Ford. Is there a second? There's a second from Commissioner Martin. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Tab P, discuss ordinance 2020-31, which established beach regulations and set a public hearing on September 13th, 2021.
Yep. Yes, sir, through the chair. The ordinance as it's currently drafted requires that the Board of County Commissioners consider the ordinance before the October 1st, and so we'd ask that you set a public hearing to have that discussion and consider the amendments that are attached in your agenda.
So we're setting a public hearing for September 13th?
Yes, sir.
So I will entertain that motion.
I'll make a motion through the chair.
All right, is there a second?
I can second that, sir.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
We already have a public hearing going on that night about the budget. I mean, is this the same as what we already, this is different than what we already have scheduled?
Yes, sir, this will be an additional hearing.
Okay, so are we doing it earlier, or?
No, sir, we would do it just as part of the agenda. We just add an additional public hearing to this.
Okay, it could be, all right.
I'd rather kill two birds with one stone.
Well, I'm just wondering, there could be a large number of people here on that that night for the other public hearing. So I'm just wondering, should we do one of them at 4:30 and the other one at 6, or?
I'm okay with 6.
All right. We normally stack the public hearings. I mean,
more the better is what I say.
Okay. Yep.
Bring them to the party.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Public hearings. The following matters under consideration are legislative matters.
Chair Bell.
Oh, sorry.
Who made that motion and seconded it? Because we didn't. Nobody made a motion or second.
Yeah, they did, because I commented afterwards.
Yeah, yes.
I thought that was after.
Commissioner Gray made the motion. Okay. I think Commissioner Farber seconded. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Public hearings. The following matters under consideration are legislative matters, and the non-quasi-judicial procedures will be utilized for the following. County Attorney to read the procedures.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Those tabs that the chairman mentioned are non-quasi-judicial, and the procedures are as follows. Anyone who wishes to address the board either in favor of or against a particular item being considered under this time period with the board's agenda shall have 3 minutes to address the board. All statements should be addressed to the board and addressed only the particular item under consideration. Person speaking will address the item under consideration and do so from the podium. And then by raising your hand, the chair will recognize you and you can come forward and speak for or against. Please state your name and address when you start your presentation, and the board asks that you not repeat or restate the same information as the previous speaker. Anyone presenting repetitious statements or statements that do not address the item under consideration will be directed to stop their presentation. Sharing or transferring of time is not allowed, and the clerk will control the time, which is 3 minutes. When you get to the podium, you'll see the red light directly in front of you and will count down from 3 to 0, then the sound will go off. If you need additional time when you get to the podium, please indicate to the chairman why you need additional time and how much additional time you will need. Board members will not ask questions of any speaker during their presentation, but you may be asked questions by the board members at the conclusion of your presentation. The meeting is being recorded and taped, therefore there can be no applause or outburst or talking, as it could distort the recording and or the live streaming of the meeting. The board will then close the public hearing and may discuss the item under consideration and may ask questions of the speakers or staff. The board may then vote to continue the matter if they so see fit, or will vote on the particular item. That you can open the matters for public hearing, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so I need a motion to open tabs Q, S, and T, and U.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. And I also need a motion to remove tab R from the agenda.
Motion to remove tab R from the agenda.
Second.
Is there, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, tab Q, approve finance package 2021-21 and associated resolutions to amend the fiscal year 2020-21 budget.
Hello, Megan Dale, OMB Director. I've been asked to come up and just speak a little bit on this one. As Commissioner Martin pointed out, there's some pretty large amendments here. So we thought it appropriate to put some context around that for you all. So as you'll see, there are several items in here, five to be exact, that we're amending the budget for. And each of these is for a fund that is restricted. So these are non-taxpayer dollars. These are all restricted items that are related to specific revenue streams. So the largest one that you'll see here is for $16.6 million in the CESA fund. And that's to recognize the revenue for the loan that was approved back in, I believe it was May. We have to hold a public hearing to recognize revenue and increase or decrease the amount of appropriations in each fund. And so we wanted to aggregate some of these things and do it all at one time. We've actually started to get invoices on the CESA project. That project's moving along fairly quickly. And so we wanted to make sure that we had funds appropriated so we could start paying those invoices. The second is the ENCPA Mobility Fund. We're actually seeing that revenue has come in at a greater pace and in a larger amount than what we expected at the beginning of the year. So we've decided to amend the budget to recognize additional revenue and also so that we could ensure to make those quarterly payments to the school board for the reservation agreement. So if that's approved tonight, we'll get their Q3 payment out to them tomorrow. The third is for your tourist development tax fund in the amount of $2.5 million. I actually just spoke to Mr. Langley before he left, and the July numbers were fantastic, and so we're recognizing additional revenue there to account for more funds coming in and also to be able to pay out the percentages that we're required to pay with our contract with the CBB. The second two on there are more of a cleanup item. There are smaller amounts, and there's some explanation provided in the backup documentation. But I think we've actually created this following the format that Commissioner Martin would have liked, is that we have the larger ones first. So I will I'm here to answer any questions. We anticipated that.
Are there any questions for Ms. Deal? Otherwise, I'll entertain
You'll a motion. You'll be happy to know I'm good.
I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing for tab Q.
I make a motion we close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Then I'll entertain a motion to approve tab Q.
I can make that motion.
Sir, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, tab S, consider for transmittal to state agencies for review, CPA 21-005, an ordinance amending the 2030 Nassau County Comprehensive Plan to add in a new property rights element with a statement of property rights, providing for transmittal, providing for severability, and providing for an effective date.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. This is a result of recent legislation adopted by the Florida legislature indicating that every county and or city needs to include this in your comprehensive plan, and it needs to be done now. And I think it's pretty self-explanatory. The Planning and Zoning Board approved this. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer the questions. It again restates the right of a real property owner, what rights they have. And again, it has to be in your comprehensive plan.
I'd like to make that motion, Mr. Chairman.
I need a motion to close the public hearing first.
I'll make that motion. We close the public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Ford. We're not giving you a chance to move or second anything.
No, that's all right.
And it's just one chance. I mean, I know, sorry. Well, now you can make your motion.
I'm going to wait.
Well,
I missed something a little bit ago. I wasn't fast enough with the raise hand feature, so I'm doing my best.
Oh, I'm and you know what? Even if you raise your hand, I like this is new to me.
I'm just going to start hollering out next time.
I wish we had you on every computer so we could at least look at you. You know.
Farmer, I ain't that handsome, but
I hear you, buddy.
Commissioner Farmer.
I'm going to make the motion that we approve tab S and amend our comp plan to add new property right elements.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Tab T, public hearing on ordinance repealing Article 7, East Nassau Community Planning Area Recreation Municipal Service Taxing Unit.
Mr. Chairman, this was placed here at the direction of the Board of County Commissioners, if anybody wishes to speak for or against. But the one of the important things is to indicate the whereas clauses that led you to consider this tonight, and that is you created the framework for the ENCPA MSTU. It has never been implemented or levied, has never implemented nor levied any millage within the MSTU to provide funding for the recreation.
I don't know if y'all can hear me or not, but it's muted. Mr. Mullen, I can't hear what he's saying.
Oh, you can't? I don't know, the people in the back.
Is Dave back there? Somebody back there? To,
yeah.
That's better. I can hear y'all now.
Okay. So again, let me restate the whereas clauses are important for consideration. The board, when they created the ENCPA MSTU, has never implemented or levied any millage within the ENCPA MSTU to provide funding for the recreational needs within that development. The board authorized the preparation of a parks, recreation, and open space systems master plan, which was adopted by this board on January 25th, 2021. And the board held a public workshop to review amendments to the comprehensive plan and land development code to implement the parks, recreation, and open space systems master plan. And whereas the ENCPA MSTU is no longer needed at this time, as it is currently constituted to address the recreational needs of the ENCPA MSTU as set forth in the recreational master plan, whereas the repeal at this time of the ENCPA MSTU is appropriate, and therefore you would be, if you do, would be approving the rescission of the original ordinance that adopted that. If you have any questions, glad to try to answer them.
Sir.
Yes, through the chair, I'd make a motion to approve tab T.
I need a motion to close the public hearing first. Sorry.
My apologies. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Is there a second?
I'll second that, sir.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Commissioner Gray.
Yes, sir. Through the chair, motion to approve tab T, please.
Is there a second?
I can second that as well, sir.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, tab U, public hearing on ordinance amending Article 1, Section 4-3, distance restrictions for certain land uses and hours of sale of alcoholic and intoxicating beverages. Mr. Mullen?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. This was at the direction, I think Commissioner Farmer brought this up a while ago. What this would do, if you pass this tonight, this would make the same restrictions countywide. Right now, as you'll see, the underline has struck through. Right now, there's a difference between the hours of service and the 1,000 airline foot restriction from churches or schools. Doesn't apply east of I-95. It only applies west of I-95. And y'all had directed that we draft an amendment to that so that the same regulations that apply east of 95 would be the same as the west of 95. So if you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
So any public comment? Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion we close the public hearing, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, tab U. It's your pleasure, commissioners.
I'd like to make a motion that we make the ordinance consistent countywide.
All right. Is that, just to be perfectly clear, is that a motion to approve tab U?
That is a motion to approve tab U.
All right. Is there a second?
Make a motion to second.
Is it? You're seconding. You're seconding tab U. All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Wait, Commissioner Ford, you're opposed?
Yes.
Okay. So it's four ayes, one opposed. Clerk. Commissioner Ford opposes.
Thank you. Just a little clarification on that. You know, fair and accountable. I want everybody to be fair and accountable. I get it. I understand, but there's a lot of folks on the west side that the sanctity of Sunday morning is very important to them. I understand that. I can't support it. I appreciate Mr. Farmer's effort, and I really do. But I wanted to clarify that. Like he said 100 times, we're not always going to be on the same team. If we can still work together and do what we got to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other commissioners have any comments? Commissioner Martin, you look like you want to say something.
Well, I do. I wish Commissioner Ford that maybe you would have articulated that before we had the vote. I don't know if it would have changed the three of us, not, you know, Commissioner Farmer. He made the motion. I don't know, but that's why I kind of kept quiet on it, because I felt it was a West Side issue. So Commissioner Farmer was advocating for it. I didn't hear you advocate for or against until after the vote. And that's I'm not throwing a dart at you. I'm just, you know, I
understand. But for a second there, I didn't think it was going to get a second. So if it didn't get a second, then there was no point in discussing it any further. But no, I'm proud of Commissioner Farmer. This is one of the first items that came out of the gate, and I appreciate, you know, this is what happens. You know, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing, and I applaud his efforts.
Well, again, I'm not. That wasn't a criticism. You know, normally I'm pretty vocal one way or the other on things. So I kind of deferred to my West Side colleagues on that one. That, you know, voice.
Understood. And I appreciate that, sir.
Mr. Chairman, can I say something?
Please.
Yeah, I'd just like to go on the record as saying that, you know, I've obviously been beat up pretty bad on this in social media and different places. I saw where somebody, you know, takes a shot at me there in the Nassau Buzz over there in the Record, which is cool. I mean, you know, I'm on the dartboard. That's fine. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this wasn't a fair and equitable ordinance for the entire county. It was brought to me by a dozen different people, and it said, hey, you know, this hobbles me up. I shouldn't have to drive to the interstate to go get that bottle of wine to make mimosas or whatever the case may be, you know, or I've got a ball game that we're planning for, you know, and we forgot to grab two or three things while we're at the grocery. Now I got to drive 20 miles across town. So this wasn't something that I just, you know, pulled out of thin air. This is something that, you know, people from the east and west side asked me about, and I just felt it should be a fair and equitable ordinance. So, you know, again, I think when we very first discussed it, I told you guys I don't wake up on Sunday morning and take away from the sanctity of Sunday morning by going down to the liquor store. That's not who I am. But at the end of the day, I think that this ordinance should be fair and equitable across the whole county, and that's all I have. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And just for me, I mean, you know, I like things to be equal and fair across the county. And, you know, the sanctity of Sunday morning is important. And, you know, we can talk about Sunday morning, but I just think, you know, that it should be what's east side and west side should be the same. I mean, you know, I don't like treating one side of the county different than another. And that was the reason for my vote. So just thank you. All right, public hearings. The following matters under consideration are quasi-judicial matters, and the quasi-judicial procedures will be utilized for the following. County Attorney to read the procedures.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Let me first ask, is there anybody here to speak against tabs V and W? Seeing none, Mr. Chairman, with the consent of the applicant, you can waive reading the quasi-judicial procedures. You would still ask the clerk to read the documents into the record and ask for any ex parte communication. But as far as the quasi-judicial procedures, and I don't see the applicant objecting to that, so you could open tabs V and W for a public hearing if that's your pleasure.
All right, so first of all, the applicant does waive the procedures. I'm seeing yes. Okay, thank you. And second of all, I would like a motion to open tabs V and W.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we open the public hearing for tabs V and W.
Is there a second?
Yes, sir, I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. I saw Holly starting.
We need to read the document sent to the record.
Oh, so I don't have my...
Okay, sorry.
I'm going to do them both at the same time. If that's
please.
It. Okay. Tab V, application PUD 21-0013 Three Rivers Modification. Staff report, 5 pages. Ordinance, 3 pages. Ordinance Exhibit A, B, and C, 72 pages. Application, 10 pages. And letter from M. Davis Porter dated July 20th, 2021, 2 pages. Tab W, NOPC 21-002, Three Rivers Modification. Staff report, 4 pages. Resolution, 21 pages. Exhibit A, 1 page. Exhibit B, 1 page. And application, 30 pages.
So I need a motion to accept those documents into the record.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the documents into the record.
All right. Is there a second?
I can second it.
Sure. All right. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Do we need to do an ex parte now?
Yes. You just need to ask any board member if there's been any ex parte communications regarding this. If you have, just identify by saying yes. If you don't say yes, then it's taken as a no. And or did you receive, including in that, any communication by email or any other electronic communication? Again, if you did, just say yes as you go around the dais. If not, then the chairman can assume that it's all a no and not have to ask you individually.
All right, so has any board member received any text or email communications or letters? If so, were they provided to staff? If yes, can staff read them? Commissioner Farmer.
I received a message, voicemail message from Liam O'Reilly in regards to this item, but I did not return the phone call.
Commissioner Martin.
No.
Commissioner Gray.
No.
Commissioner Ford.
None.
And I, none. Let's see. Ask the clerk to identify the documents to be placed into the record.
Thank you. We've did that already.
Okay, sorry. And we put them in the record. We open the public hearing. Swear in staff.
Do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give in this matter is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God?
I do.
Please state your name and title for the record.
Holly Coyle, Assistant Planning Director. So this is an amendment to the Three Rivers PUD. The applicant is Three Rivers Developers, LLC. The agents are Tony Robbins with Prosser Halleck. Oh, I'm sorry, Prosser Inc. And Emily Pierce with Rogers Towers. This property is located on the south side of 200, west of I-95, between Edwards Road and Four Creeks State Forest. This is the parcel here, State Road 200, Edwards Road. It's a little over 1,500 acres in size, and it was approved in 2006 for 3,200 dwelling units, 500,000 square feet of retail, 250,000 square feet of industrial, 50,000 square feet of office, and 300 boat storage slips. So this PUD will change the developer name from Three Rivers Timber to Three Rivers Developers, LLC. It will reflect statutory extensions to the phasing, build-out, termination, expiration, and downzoning protection dates. It will extend phases one and two by 6 months. It will revise the document to reflect county and agency name changes. It will change DCA to DEO and Growth Management Department to Planning Department. It will clarify that unused Phase 1 development will roll to Phase 2. It will introduce new permitted uses, boat and RV storage, electric vehicle charging stations, food trucks, and solar panels. It will introduce a number of new housing types and where they're allowed, single-family cottages, villas, horizontal apartments, and tiny homes. It will allow alcohol in the clubhouse and amenity centers. It will update the recreation terms and conditions to match the development agreement, essentially just identifying the improvements in each phase. It will allow boat tie-ups along the promenade, which is the area along Nassau River, and it will revise PDP Map H. So I'll just run through the changes to Map H real quick. On the northwest corner is currently residential and neighborhood commercial, and the northeast is currently commercial and light industrial. So the west, they're adding light industrial, removing the residential component. There is a potential right-in, right-out at the commercial neighborhood parcel right here. And then the commercial light industrial is reduced, and we're adding neighborhood commercial to serve as a transition between the higher intensity uses in commercial and light industrial down to the residential uses to the south. The westernmost roadway, there'll be a change to that. That'll become a pedestrian connection. The community park will be revised, and the boat launch, which is currently here, will change to here. So they're removing the boat launch because the property immediately south of the DRI is not owned by the developer, so there's no direct access to the water. So they're moving it to the southwest to have direct access to the water. The community park has changed a little bit. It reflects what's in the community park agreement, so it's still 40 acres in size, a minimum of 27 upland acres. And then the pedestrian connection here. So we review this for a comp plan consistency. It is consistent with future land use policies 0101 and 0102, specifically 0102H. This is a multi-use land use designation. It does accommodate development of a larger size and scale. Future land use policy 08.04, which discourages urban sprawl by requiring higher density compact developments to occur in areas where facilities are planned or available. Future land use policy 0805, which directs commercial and multifamily uses to clustered or nodal developments. Rec and open space policies 0203 and 0205, which requires providing adequate access to recreational facilities, which this does. Rec and open space policy 0207, which requires developments that have waterfront frontage along a navigable waterway to provide facilities for public use, and this does the promenade along Nassau River and the boat launch. Transportation policies 0501 and 0505, which encourage internal circulation and provide safe, convenient traffic flow, and it's different types of circulation, vehicular, pedestrian, and bicycle. We also look at the PUD amendment to make sure that it's consistent with the land development code. We need to show that we've studied and considered, and that you've studied and considered, the need and justification for the change and the relationship of the rezoning to the county's general planning program. This does introduce a number of new housing types, which increases housing diversity. It adds new uses to reflect technological advances, the solar panels and electric vehicle charging stations. And it does establish a transition of land uses from the higher density, intensity commercial and industrial uses to the residential uses to the south along Edwards Road. We also review it with the PUD criteria. Is this consistent with the surrounding character and density? The surrounding character and density will not change, or this amendment does not change the character and density. There is no change to the land use totals proposed. Does it provide for adequate public facilities? There is a school site, a park site, and of course a multimodal transportation network. The nature, intent, and compatibility of open space, there are no changes proposed to the open space. Does it provide recreational opportunities, contribute to community design, encourage compatible relationships. It does. The community park, again, is provided. There's a mix of housing options, and it is a mixed-use development. The staff has reviewed the proposed changes. We've concluded that they are consistent with the Land Development Code and the comprehensive plan. We recommend approval, and the Planning and Zoning Board recommended approval unanimously as well. And I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions?
I'd make a motion that we...
I have a question before. Okay. So Holly, just let me understand. So I heard that the boat launch was... Did I say here it was moved?
Mm-hmm.
So we still have it, though?
We still have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the park, just to, in the interest of clarity, the park is exactly what we talked about. It's just we've modified it.
Yes. In terms of acreage, they're required to provide 40 acres, 27 upland acres. This actually reflects what's in the community park agreement in terms of upland acreage.
So it exactly matches what we've already agreed to?
Yes.
Awesome. Right. No questions.
I have a comment.
Yes, sir.
Did you want to chime in on this?
I was going to...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say exactly what Holly said, that you all are in ownership of that park property. It's under construction, you know, partnering with Liam and the team. It's rocking and rolling. You know, Mr. Podiak and Mr. Robinson have been out there. I think everyone's going to be real happy with the community park that comes on board. And so I was just going to echo that, yes, it's a reflection of basically ground truthing to make the map match what's on reality.
Okay.
I had a comment.
Sir.
Ms. Coyle, correct me if I'm wrong. I watched the video of the P&Z board meeting, and this is the one with the boat launch. There was some, and also Mr. County Attorney, correct me, there was some discussion on liability, like if... Because they're going to allow folks that don't live in this development, if they come in by boat to tie up and make use of the amenities, for lack of a better term. And so there was some discussion on liability, on if there was any damage to boats or the pier or anything like that. So everything, that was all clear. We're good to go on that, yes. Right? Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion. We approve tabs V.
We need a motion to close the public hearing.
Let's make a motion.
Sorry.
That's two tonight. I make a motion. We close the public hearing, sir.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries.
All right. We'll try this again. Make a motion. We approve tabs V and W.
It was just V.
Just
right?
V.
Just V.
Also based upon.
Sorry, I got to do a bunch of. I've got a list here, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, then, I'll make sure that you know, if she got it right, that it's tab V. I make a motion. We approve tab V.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And you need to state competence substantial.
Oh, evidence. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go.
Can you read the motion, please?
Yes. Yes. We'll try this one more time. based on the record and testimony received, I find that there is competent substantial evidence, and therefore my motion is to recommend approval of PUD 21-001, Mr. Chairman.
And the seconder, was that also by that competent was... substantial evidence?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Tab W, consider NOPC-002, an amendment to the Three Rivers Development of Regional Impact, DRI, or development order filed by Three Rivers Development LLC, owners, and Prosser, Inc., and Emily Pierce, Rogers Towers, PA, agents, District 5.
So this is the notice of proposed change to the Three Rivers DRI development order, and I won't go through all the things you just mentioned. Same property, same development rights approved in 2006. I will, in addition to changing the developer name and reflecting the statutory extensions, they will be revising general conditions 2A and 8 to amend the reporting requirements. The legislature has effectively abolished the DRI requirements, and so the reporting is now to Nassau County and not to the state agencies. To revise General Condition 16 to include CDDs in the list of entities that can enforce conservation easements. to revise Special Condition 27A to reflect the agreement with Nassau County regarding commencement of the fire station construction. Currently, the development order states that commencement will construction will commence when the 100th residential building permit is issued. That's been changed to January 24th of 2023. Revised special, and that was agreed to by the developer and the county. Revised Special Condition 28 to remove language requiring the developer to work with the Division of Forestry to secure access to the community park. The community park is no longer adjacent to the state forest. It's been moved, so that's no longer necessary. And then to reflect county and agency name changes. And the same changes to the map are proposed with this NOPC as well. We've reviewed those changes. We've concluded that they are consistent with the DRI development order. We recommend approval, and the Planning and Zoning Board recommended approval as well.
Any questions? Sir.
I have no questions.
Did Commissioner Gray, do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to help you out here. Based on the record and testimony received,
we're not there yet.
We've got to close the public hearing.
You never opened a public hearing again.
Yeah, we did. We opened all of them.
Okay, all right.
But I got to close it first.
God, I thought I had it.
Sorry.
Two strikes for you too, Commissioner Martin.
Hey, next move we're out.
Hey, don't make me come over there.
I still need a motion to close the public hearing.
Through the chair, I make a motion to close tab W.
Close the public hearing, right?
Public hearing, yes.
Yes. Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right.
And Commissioner Aye. Farmer, since this is in your district, if you would like to make this motion, I will defer to you.
Thank you so much. Right. I'd like to make a motion that we approve tab W, Mr. Chairman. Based on the record and testimony received, I find there is competent, substantial evidence, and therefore my motion is to recommend approval of PUD 21-001.
No. You already did that. MOPC.
Based on record of testimony received, I find there's competent, substantial evidence, and therefore my motion is to recommend approval of tab W. Is that correct?
You've got to read NOPC.
Where you see that at, sir?
NOPC
21-002. Oh, NOPC 21-002, an amendment to the Three Rivers Development of Regional Impact Development Order filed by Three Rivers Developers, LLC.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Is it by competent and substantial evidence?
Yes, it is. Would you like me to read it?
No, we're good.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. All right.
What was that, about three strikes?
We got one left.
You both have one left.
Yeah, I fouled.
I've got little marks here. I'm going to keep track.
I fouled one off, but I'm still in the box.
All right. County manager, any business?
Yes, sir. A couple of things. One, I just want to let the public know that we are and continue to accept nominations for the Conservation Land Acquisition and Management Program. Go through the county's website. The forms are there, and so I'd encourage everyone to actively participate in that program. I also wanted to take a second earlier when we were talking about the pavement management plan. I didn't want to interrupt things, but just I want to echo like how big of a deal it is, and thank our engineering staff. I see Robert and Caleb and Tyler in the back. It's not only good from the standpoint of quality of life and having the roads resurfaced, but from a fiscal sustainability standpoint, you know, one of the biggest problems that jurisdictions across the nation run into is the inability to maintain their infrastructure. And so you all, from a fiscal standpoint, should be very proud that you have a proactive approach to your pavement management, you have your roof replacement, HVAC, and so you're really moving in a very positive direction. And then the ProShot contract reminded me of something and highlighting some of the technical skill sets that you have on staff. Caleb, one of your engineers who's in the back of the room, a job of memory, you know, one thing that we're able to do now is Caleb came to us with experience, not only just in engineering, structural engineering, but in bridge work specifically. And so again, it's another one of those skill sets that you all have expertise in-house to work on these projects. And then lastly, just going back to the pavement management plan is actually been recognized. Marshall was just telling me that we've been requested to do a case study on how we've taken an innovative approach to project management, to pavement management by implementing new technologies and applying them in the public sector. And so it's very, again, the engineering team and you all should be proud of that. Then the last thing, last two things really is, again, Sabrina just did a fantastic job with her monthly newsletter. It's a really great amount of information. And one of the items that's in there is it talks about your road and bridge staff's response to Tropical Storm Elsa, right? So that tropical storm came, went, kind of all forgot about it, right? Well, if you look at it, we spent over 2,000 man hours in response to that. You know, it's $170,000. And it's a credit to Road, to Doug and Cameron and all the men and women in that department that it was so flawless, that a couple weeks went by, months went by, and we haven't talked about it again, have we? Because they handled their business, we reallocated resources, and they took care of it. And so, again, just a highlight that giving technically qualified people the skills to execute and the resources to do it, they make us all look real good. So I appreciate them. We also appreciate those that volunteered to work this weekend to cut the roadside, because I know that was becoming an issue. So that's all I have, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Mullen.
Yes, sir. X. Mr. Chairman, X. This is the private road agreement that the sheriff has entered into, and it requires your signature as well.
Want me to read it?
No, sir. If you just say tab X, this is an agreement on private roads at Lumber Creek HOA. It allows the sheriff to patrol inside Lumber Creek.
All right. I need a motion to approve tab X.
Through the chair, motion to approve tab X.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there any questions on tab Y? All right. County Commission items. So I'll go first. First of all, I want to thank Commissioner Ford. Running a meeting, you would think it would be easy. It's not as easy as it looks. So I want to thank Commissioner Ford. He makes it look easy, but I just, you know, I'm just the pinch hitter here, but I do appreciate everything he does. And the second thing I have, I'm going to ask for a motion here, is there's a Governor's Conference on Tourism on September 8th, 9th, and 10th that Mr. Langley has asked me to attend as the head of the Tourist Development Council. And I've asked Mr. Mullen. Mr. Mullen says that, you know, there's no issue with me attending. But I do need a motion from the board, or if the board doesn't have to send me either, I mean, that's fine. But if the board chooses to send me, I would need a motion to send me to this conference and take the funds to send me out of the, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mullen, the travel budget out of the Board of County Commissioners.
Yes, sir.
So that would be my ask.
And Gil's not going to pay for it?
I've talked to Mr. Mullen extensively. This is the proper way to do it.
Yes, sir.
Through the chair?
Yes, sir.
I make that motion to send you.
All right, is there a second?
I can second that, sir.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, Commissioner Farmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think you've done a great job, by the way.
I appreciate that.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Ross for all of his years of service to the TDC, and I'd like to welcome Councilman Beasley, and also welcome back Ms. Hoblett to the TDC. I get in the street all the time, Mr. Commissioner, why don't you provide monthly updates to the county taxpayers of our good work? And I said, well, we do that. And I say we, as in Sabrina does that. She's our PIO. She does a great job. Every month this newsletter comes out. If you don't take the opportunity to read this, then it's on you. I can tell you right now, this is great stuff. You can find it at thecountyinsider.com. Or you can also find a link at NassauCountyFL.com. And I'd just like to thank her, because this is just, it's groundbreaking. I mean, it's unlike anything we've ever seen before here in Nassau County. And it shows you in real time what we're doing. I'd also like to I can't say enough kudos for this asphalt management plan. This is just, it's groundbreaking. That's the only way to put it. I mean, Nassau County is on the front end of this. I end a lot of my emails to staff with Nassau leads the way. Nassau leads the way right here, folks. This is big. Also, like to say that went by this week and visited with the West Nassau Historical Society. Great bunch of people over there doing big things over in my side of town. The fourth Thursday of every month at the Historic Train Depot, they have 6:30 potluck, 7 o'clock meeting. We got some upcoming events. You can find their website and their information at wnhsfl.org. And I encourage you to join. There's a lot of historical value over there to the West Nassau Historical Society and a lot of events such as Railroad Days. They're going to actually host the Christmas parade over there this year and doing a lot of big things over in our community. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Martin.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to defer to Commissioner Ford because he never gets a chance. He always has to go last. So if he would like to go before the rest of us, that's fine with me.
Commissioner Ford.
Thank you, Vice Chair Bell. You know, the now y'all know why I stutter so much. Commissioner Bell is way more educated than I am, and it's not an easy thing to run the meeting and to get everything just right. You know, these folks with the applications, they depend on us to get everything right the first time, and sometimes that's difficult. Thank you to Commissioner Ross, City Commissioner Ross. That's I appreciate all your years of service. Welcome, Town Councilman Beasley. We look forward to getting you up to speed and getting you ready to serve on that board. That's a historical thing for Nassau County. In the entire 30 plus years of the TDC, we've never had somebody from the west side that will serve on that. And I appreciate, again, thank you to Ms. Hoblett for her continued devotion to the TDC. And definitely thank you to all. I know I'm not as handsome in person, but it's probably worse on that giant screen in front of y'all. Thanks to Dave for also making the little circle there, and he had it up in the chairman's spot there a minute ago. So also, just wanted to give my little man a shout out for being so good while we've been at the meeting. So anyway, thank you all very much, and I appreciate it. And hopefully this is the last one of these for me for quite a while. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Martin.
Well, I'm not going to go ahead and repeat everything that's been said, but I concur with everything that's been said, and all the kudos to all of our folks and the folks that have served on the TDC and are going to continue to serve. I just want folks to know that I think the TDC is going to change over time, and there's a reason why we've asked to offer this one position to a West Side elected official, whether it's the town of Callahan or the town of Hilliard, and they get to choose who they want to recommend to us. And also, I want people to understand that the city of Fernandina Beach, as the largest municipality in Nassau County, is guaranteed a seat at on the TDC, and that is currently held by Commissioner Vice Mayor Len Krieger. So this was just to be to be more inclusive, and thank you, Councilman Beasley, for stepping up, and thank you, Commissioner Ross, for your years of service. Now, Vice Mayor Krieger, he's going to term out in another year and a half or so, and so that will open up a seat on the TDC again to fill that vacancy from the city of Fernandina Beach. And if Commissioner Ross wants to lobby for that appointment from the commission he serves on, then absolutely. This is not a personal thing or in any way, shape, or form a slight to Commissioner Ross, and I want him to know that. And I want everybody to know that. That's not what it is. So he'll have an opportunity if he so desires, because it seems like the way the city does things, they go by seniority on who they're going to appoint to certain things. But he certainly will have an opportunity if he wants to serve on the TDC in the future. Having said that, I want to thank another person who has served our county well for many years, and that's the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Board, Mr. Nick Gillette. Mr. Gillette's term on the Planning and Zoning Board will expire in September. I can't remember if it's the beginning of September or the end of September, but he called me several months ago, and he expressed to me that, you know, he's got things going on. I think Mike, or Mr. County Attorney, you know his family situation. He's got a couple of teenage boys or that are involved in sports. And so, you know, as a dad, he wants to be able to have freedom to go to their games and their tournaments and things like that. So he's taking a break from public service to do, you know, family stuff, and family comes first. So I commend him for that. I commend him for his years of service, his institutional knowledge. He, as a chair, since I've been on this board, actually since I first got elected, but before I was sworn in, I started watching the P&Z boards, and I think he did an excellent job on this. And when he called me to let me know that you know, he felt like he needed to step down for family stuff, I said, well, I want you to know that if you change your mind and you say, hey, I think I want to stay on the board, that I will absolutely reappoint you, because I think he's done an outstanding job. So having said all that, thank you, Mr. Gillette. I hope you enjoy that family time, watching the boys play sports and all and everything. And so that opens up a position on the Nassau County Planning and Zoning Board that will be, you know, a District 1 position. I think Mr. Gillette was serving at large, so you don't need to live in District 1 if you're interested for it. So if anyone is interested in serving on the Planning and Zoning Board, get your application in to the county manager's office, and we'll make that decision shortly after that. I'm not sure when, if you're already advertised or when it closes, county manager.
I will talk to Administrative Manager Bell in the morning, and we will get you an answer.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. The other thing was just to remind folks, September 13th and September 27th are the public hearing regarding your taxes and how much we're going to levy on your taxes. So I would encourage people for or against what this board has decided for the tentative millage rate to come to those public hearings and voice your opinion. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to thank Starting Point Behavior Health for coming out for the Overdose Awareness Day resolution and accepting the resolution tonight here at the Board of County Commissioners meeting. Also, the great work here in the book. Our staff is phenomenal work, what they do every month. And also, I appreciate Dr. O'Day's comments today at the podium. Let's protect our vulnerable children and get vaccinated. We are increased the county 1%. You know, we still need to go a little further. We still had 547 cases last week. So I urge you to please get vaccinated, and so we can protect our most vulnerable, our children in Nassau County. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Thank our engineering staff. That pavement management plan that Commissioner Farmer mentioned, you know, that thing is really a big deal. I mean, and also County Manager Mr. Pope, we've never had anything like that. And I know District 3, the 81A bypass, it's great. It's fantastic. I mean, Pages Dairy Road, you know, it really sorely needed. And I hope we never get back into that situation ever again in this county, because we're better than that. It's cheaper to have a maintenance and repair program for preventive and predictive maintenance than it is to let your assets go to waste and try to pay for it that way. But I'm excited for that pavement management plan. And that's all I have. And thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anything else? We're adjourned.
3 minutes off.